चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट।
डेली शुगर मार्केट अपडेट बाय विजी। टुडे ट्यूसडे 4th फरवरी 2020 अपडेट। The domestic market witnessed scanty demand nationwide. In Maharashtra, S30 sugar trades are taking place at 3110 rupees to 3160 rupees a quintal. In South Karnataka, S30 trades are taking place at 3250 rupees to 3300 rupees, whereas M30 trades are taking place at 3300 rupees to 3350 rupees. In Uttar Pradesh, the market trades for M30 are taking place at 3320 rupees to 3390 rupees, whereas in Gujarat, S30 sugar is trading at 3230 rupees to 3270 rupees, and M30 is trading at 3300 rupees to 3350 rupees. In Kolkata, the trades for S30 are taking place at 3570 rupees to 3580 rupees, whereas M30 trades are taking place at 3600 rupees to 3630 rupees. In Tamil Nadu, S30 sugar is trading at 3330 rupees to 3400 rupees, whereas M30 is trading at 3390 rupees to 3400 rupees. All the domestic rates except Kolkata are excluding GST. In the international market, though the prices have taken a jump, the demand in India hasn't yet picked pace. Exporters are quite optimistic that the demand would take some pick. White sugar of season 18-19 Ikumpsa 150 ready delivery is trading at 23,700 to 23,800 rupees on ex-factory basis. Demand for white sugar of season 1920 Ikumpsa below 100 is at 24,100 to 24,300 rupees ex-factory basis. The FOB indication for white sugar Ikumpsa 150 season 18-19 is $372 to $374. For white sugar Ikumpsa 100 season 1920, the FOB indication is $380 to $382. London white sugar front month contract is trading at $419.10. Whereas US sugar front month contract is trading at 15.06 cents at the time of writing this update. According to sources, sugar prices pushed higher Monday, with New York sugar at a new 2-year high and London sugar at a fresh 2.5-year high on shrinking global sugar supplies. India Sugar Mill Association (ISMA) on Monday reported that the sugar production in India, the world's second largest producer, dropped sharply by -24% year-on-year to 14.1 million metric tons during October 1st to January 31st. Sugar supplies from the EU are also in the decline after the European Commission reported Monday the EU's sugar exports during October 1st to January 22nd fell -62% year-on-year to a 3-year low of 2,91,000 metric tons. In a supportive factor of sugar, the Brazilian real on Monday rebounded higher by 0.77% from last Friday's record low against the dollar. The upward rebound in the real discourages export selling by Brazil's sugar producers. Sugar prices came off their highs Monday after data from Brazil's trade ministry showed Brazil January sugar exports jumped to 48.5% year-on-year to 1.6 million metric tons. In another bearish factor for sugar prices, March WTI crude oil prices on Monday plunged -2.8% to a 1-year low. The sharp sell-off in crude oil prices undercuts ethanol prices and may prompt Brazil's sugar mills to divert more cane crushing towards sugar production rather than ethanol production, thus boosting sugar supplies. Having a look at currency, commodity and Indian indices, the rupee traded against the US dollar at 71.25, meanwhile US dollar traded with Brazilian real at 4.248. Crude futures traded at 3,628 rupees and crude WTI traded at $50.80. Indian indices ended in the green today owing to positive global markets and a decline in oil prices. Sensex ended 917.07 points higher at 4,789.38. Similarly, Nifty ended 271.75 points higher at 11,979.65.